business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, everybody, we are back. We are live. That's right, we got a great show for you today. We're going to have our good friend Bruce Turkell on. He brought a guest. We'll let him introduce him in a second. Bruce is going to talk about how to convey your brand to others when it's a really noisy environment out there. We're also going to have a medical marijuana update. I'll try that again. We're going to have a update on medical marijuana. I want to remind everybody that tomorrow is April 20th. It's 420 tomorrow. It's a big day in medical marijuana thing. I don't really understand what 420 means. And then how to keep your financial data safe. We're going to have Jim Engleton on. He is the data protection connoisseur. So if you're worried about protecting your data and your information, stick with us. It's all great information, all stuff you're going to want to know that'll help you live a better life right away. So as Wanda plays some of my favorite music on the way out, I'll be right back with Bruce and his special guest talking about how to get your message out in today's crowded, message-filled world. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what else I got? I got my good friends at Warren Henry. That's right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. And down in Key West, they've got all kinds of different brands. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. What a brand they've got. Hey, that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my wife, and my mom, all members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry, and I am the soul man.
One in four Americans between 12 and 55 tune into an average of 3 podcasts per week. There's never been a better time to start your own podcast and tap into this growing market. Podcasting amplifies your personality and your business.
Magic can happen when people hear your voice. Your listeners will feel closer to you and potentially develop greater trust. Podcasting is easier for consumers to consume. People can listen while they work, exercise, and while they drive. Make your business come alive. Top quality recordings and everything you need to get your show on the web. Check out all our packages and options online at 880thebiz.com.
Wanda, that means I'm on. And what am I talking about now? I'm talking about where you get real estate capital. That's right. You call me at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're looking for some money for your condo. I recently talked to somebody today that's selling their property, moving to New York, but they're not able to sell, but they want the cash out now so they can use it for a down payment on their new place. That's actually a very tricky situation, but I was able to help. That's right. They called me at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're a realtor and you've got a client that's going to buy that deal and suddenly the bank says no. It's a non-standard loan. For some reason, the bank just doesn't like it. What do? You give me a call because I want to help you. If you give me a call at 305-773-6300, I put my mind to work for you. I've done $3 billion worth of real estate. Wouldn't you like to have an expert on your team? Give me a call. I'll be on your team. Maybe you'd like to buy some commercial real estate. You need some creative capital. You need to close now. Call me. Because if you call me, one person will listen to your request. That person can make a decision and issue a commitment that day. And then we can close within a week. That's right. Bruce Turkell is saying that I'm getting loud, but I'm getting loud because I got great information. So if you give me a call at 305-773-6300, I will put myself to work for you. Why would you call me? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Like money? Then and don't move that dial.
More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with one of my favorite guests. Well, you are probably my favorite guest, Bruce Turkel. Bruce always brings fun and positive energy to the show. And today you brought something else. What else did you bring? Who else did you bring?
Well, today I brought a friend of mine. We have a conversation we're going to have today. We always talk about how you build your brand, how you can build your brand and build your business.
Right.
And we always talk about the things I've been writing about and the things I've been working with my clients. But today I brought a friend of mine, a guy by the name of Andres Cardona. Andres runs a business called the Elite Basketball Academy. He has now three locations in South Dade where he trains kids to play basketball. Well, that's what they say they do, and it makes sense if you think of the name Elite Basketball Academy. But what he really does is he gives kids the opportunity to have a team, to have friends, to learn some skills, to get motivated, to get inspired, to work hard in their schoolwork, to feel good about themselves, and to get some exercise. But what we figured out the other day is that that might be the obvious function of what he does, but he actually does something even more important. You've heard me say on this show many times that there's a difference between what you sell and what you trade for money. And that's something that's key to understand as you build your brand. What you trade for money are the things, products, the services that you provide that someone else pays for. But what you sell is how they feel about what you do, what they think about what you do, how you make their lives better. And so Andres and I had lunch the other day and we were chatting about this, and I thought it was a great laboratory for Andres to see how all this works, and so your listeners could actually see it in real world. Because often I talk about this stuff and then I'm sure people say, yeah, well, that works great for the clients he works with those big companies, but how does it work for my little business? And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that I came up with is you keep the parents clean, you keep the kids off the street, you give the parents free time, and the parents come back, they got a youngster that feels a little bit better about themselves.
Well, Andres, why don't you tell everyone listening about the conversation you and I had? Introduce yourself and then tell them a little bit about the conversation you and I had.
Yeah, but speak into the mic. There you go.
Sure, Bruce. Thank you. So, hi, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Andres Cardona. I am the CEO and founder of Elite Basketball Academy. You guys can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Elite Basketball Miami. Essentially, what we focus and what we love to do, what our passion is training children. But more importantly, getting them to interact with each other in a safe learning environment where they are active, where they are around motivators, good people in the community, and well, that's what we sell.
So talk now about the conversation you and I had the other day where we were talking about all those things, and I said to you, but who's your customer? Is your customer the kid, or is your customer actually the parents? And you said, well, the parents make the decision, and let's face it, the parents pay the bills. I said, okay, what do the parents want? What did you say to me? It was very funny.
Sure, Bruce. The parents want to keep...
Wait, hold on. Before you say that, that's not what you said. Well, I said, what do the parents want? And Andre said to me, you want me to be honest? And I said, no, dude, I want you to lie to me.
And there you go.
He actually broke out of his very business-like, very serious mode for a minute and actually told me, what did you say? 98% of parents say they want one thing, and it ain't basketball.
It's to keep the kids away from the screens, from the PlayStation, from the Xbox, from the iPad, from the iPhone.
So remember what we talked about. What he trades for money is safe, quality basketball training. But what he's selling is the opportunity for parents to keep their kids off screens, for parents to get what they want. And there's a huge difference there. And because what we're going to talk about today, when everything's important, nothing's important, then if he talks about all the things he does, nobody's going to care. But if we can focus on that one thing, all of a sudden, people will respond.
Also, his message gets lost in the hubris.
Well, it gets lost in everything. It gets lost because so many things are going on. It gets lost because we all know what basketball is. It gets lost because the parents probably don't care that much if the kid plays basketball or baseball or goes to computer camp. They really want to do whatever the kid wants, but the parents want something different. They want their kids not to be spending their whole time looking at a little device and, you know, exercising their thumbs.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that that's a real important thing in today's world. And so how do you break through all of the clutter? Because I can tell you is that I'll be writing something down, I'll look up and then I'm going to forget everything I'm doing. It's today you're trained to have a 3 or 4 second attention span.
Well, they've already proven, studies continue to prove, that multitasking does not work. We all like to say we do it. We all like to say we're good at it, but it does not work. And so if you're going to build a brand that will build your business, that has a compelling reason why people should interact with you, you need to hone it down to one thing that people can remember and respond to. And if that one thing is about you, chances are they're not going to care. But if that one thing is about them, chances are they're going to care a lot. Now, if I can continue, when I tell people this, they always say to me, and this always happens.
Yeah, please continue.
Thank you. I was waiting for permission. It always happens at a presentation where somebody will say, yeah, you know, that's good. And I understand how it works for other companies, but my company's different. We're so creative. We have so many locations. We do so many different things. How could we ever set a brand based on one point? I say, yeah, you got a good point. You have a very complicated business. Is it as complicated as Volvo's? Because Volvo sells in 145 countries. They sell cars, they sell trucks, they sell consulting, they sell product, they buy product, they repair product, they sell financing.
Safety.
Yet they use one word, safety. BMW stands for one thing.
Performance.
Exactly right. Mercedes-Benz stands for one thing.
Better performance.
Status. Ferrari stands for one thing. Old men picking up young girls at nightclubs.
Five on
each
that?
One, no, actually, Lamborghini stands
hey for now, that. They're right. Hey now.
Each one of them has a very clear, very powerful brand that cuts through the clutter. If Andres starts telling people about all the stuff he does, how many orange cones he has, how many coaches he has, how many t-shirts he has, nobody will care. But if he says to parents, your kids will do better in school, they will learn and they will stay off screens, bam.
Done. Closed deal. Gets a high five from Wanda too, usually.
I can't see Wanda because the sign.
There she goes.
There it is. Okay.
Wanda's there. Wanda's there.
Thank
Wanda's
you, Wanda.
Giving us a lot of high
Here
fives.
I am.
There she is. So Bruce, as the sign falls on you because you continue to modify your universe because it's not about us, it's about everybody else. So now I've taken my messages, I've honed it in, I've made it one word. How do I get that out with all this clutter where I got to just say it, I've used it in the tease. Everything's breaking news, even if it happened 5 hours ago.
Well, you know, everything is breaking news. After a while, who cares? I mean, you're expecting breaking news coming up next.
What's
and
new?
And it turns out it's more of the same, which, by the way, is a strategy that a lot of people who want to get things done without anybody noticing do. If you can't baffle them with brilliance, just overwhelm them with information. And in today's information age, we actually have too much access to information where we cannot separate the wheat from the chaff. We cannot find what's important. Add to that, or because of that, every business today has a chance they never had before. In the old days, read pre-internet, before Y2K, companies talked to consumers. Consumers could not talk back to companies. You couldn't afford to. You could write a letter. But I mean, who cares? But today,
I love it today,
consumers can talk to companies. I have 140,000 followers on LinkedIn. If I want to reach out to people, I simply can post something that I believe they'll care about. All 140 don't read it, but a lot of them do. I have the access, I have the opportunity at almost no cost to reach almost 500,000 people between all of my social media networks. And by the way, so does Andres, so do you, and for those of you listening, so do all of you. You have an opportunity to control this democratized media.
Okay, we're going to hold that thought because Lord knows that I was able to use my social media to change my entire life. I found my wife's kidney transplant donor using social media. High five to Betty DiPartini. But we're going to be right back. Thank you, Wanda. You were a little slow on the pickup. But we're going to be right back. We're going to go to a quick break. We're going to come back. Bruce is going to tell us how we rise above the rest to make sure that we get our message across so that people know we care about them and what they're doing, so they want to do things with us. Wanda, rock the house. Oh, Stevie Wonder. Oh, yeah.
Let us not
Chris is here giving out harmonicas, man. I want my harmonica. Hey, you know what else I want? Well, actually, I just got what I want, which was a new car for Vivian Freed, and you know where I got it. I got it from my friends at Warren Henry. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. As you know, up in Gainesville, they've got Audi, and in Key West, they've got just about anything your heart desires. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service when they pick up and deliver your car for you, and you also get a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. I'm sure my mom's given that person a workout every single day. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, give Warren Henry a call. Join my mom, my wife, and myself as members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right. Well, listen, everybody. We all know by now, if you're looking for a creative solution to real estate capital, you give me a call at 305-773-6300. We're creative. We're private lenders. It's our money. So when you call us, we can close in a week. That's right. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. My partner, Bob, will evaluate your transaction. If we like it, we'll commit that day. We'll close in a week. Sounds too good to be true? Well, it's the truth. We did about $100 million worth of business last year, and we'd love to have you as one of our clients. Maybe you're looking to solve a problem. You need to close fast because there's a lot of people bidding for that house, and the way you can get that house fast is by closing fast. Call me. I can help. 305-773-6300. We'll close foreigners. Somebody said, does that include Canadians? I said, yeah. That includes Canadians. They're a little loony, but we'll bank them too. So you give me a call at 305-77. The loony is what they're...
I think that's politically incorrect. I hate to break into your ad here, but somehow I think you should avoid that comment next time.
Okay, sorry.
Just saying.
Okay. Well, you could still help them. I thought it was kind of cute, but I'm not calling them crazy.
It was kind of cute.
Okay.
Keyword, well, kind of.
Okay, well, that's my branding expert. Sorry, I impacted my brand with that. But give me a call at 305-773-6300 because the core value of my brand does not change. Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Bruce is live, and he caught me making a live potential error as I build my brand, but we're all human, and I think that people understand that I was just having a little fun, Bruce. Yeah, Bruce still didn't like it. All right.
Not
all right.
So much.
All right. Well, we're back with Bruce Turkel. Bruce is here. He's teaching us how to break your brand out of the clutter that is there when everything's important, when everything's breaking news, when everything's a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe even an 11. Bruce, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. Now, Bruce, let's go into it a little bit more. I made a mistake. Is there a way back to help me build my brand back up?
Well, if you talk about it more, it'll cause people to go online, go back, and hear what you said. So the first thing I would do is shut up. I know you can't, you're not capable of doing
Impossible.
That. And we could talk about crisis management, but I don't think it's risen to the level
of
crisis.
Nah, it's not a crisis. A bad joke.
Let's talk. They're all bad jokes when you tell them, Jim. Let's talk instead.
Wanda?
She missed it again. There you go. You're slow on the uptake, Wanda. Let's talk again.
Then I have to wait for the perfect rhythm in between the silence.
Let's talk again about how you build your brand in this day where everything is important. And it's quite simple. I want you to do two things. Number one, I want you to know what you stand for. One thing you can communicate, one thing you can say to your consumers, one thing you can get across. But here's the hard part. I don't want this one thing to be about you. I don't want to know where you went to school. I don't want to know how many trucks you have. I don't want to know se habla español. I want to know how what you do makes my life better. So our friend Andres here, if he wanted to talk about the one thing he does is he teaches kids basketball. But the kids are not his customer. The parents are. And the one thing he does that makes their life better is he helps parents keep their kids off of screens and do better in school. And if you can stand for that one thing and you can make that paradigm shift from what you're about to what your customer cares about, and you can demonstrate why their lives are better because they do business with you, that's what it's all about.
I'll give you a great example. I do a lot of real estate, commercial real estate. I got a bunch of clients. The commercial real estate world is set up a certain way where people feel comfortable doing business in a certain way, take them outside their comfort zone. They really don't necessarily feel all that comfortable. And I have a client, the client just had a baby. Okay, client has...
Mazel tov.
Yeah, exactly. Mazel tov to my client that just had a baby. In fact, they're bathing the baby for the first time right now, apparently. I don't know how that works. I didn't have kids. But in any event, and he goes, Jim, what I need from you is just to keep my life stress-free. Just handle this so I can go out and be with my wife for the next 3 months. I said, no problem. We had our first meeting. I hadn't seen him in a month. I had our first meeting right before this radio show. So the way I look at it, I'm helping that person do what they need to do, which is be with their child and handle their thing, and I'm handling their business.
And if you do it right, you become what I wrote about in the book. You become their SPOC, S-P-O-C, their single point of contact. In this whole real estate thing that they're putting together, they shouldn't have to worry about any of it. All they should worry about is calling you. And they know when I call Jim, it's taken care of. My insurance guy, Ralph Cabrera, is my SPOC. Any problem I have with insurance, I don't go back to the state of Florida. I don't check with Allstate or with Geico or Progressive or anyone. I call Ralph. And you know what he tells? Or I don't even call him. I text him. You know what he writes back?
I got it covered.
I'm on it.
Exactly.
And I know it's done.
You've used him before. He must be pretty good.
He's awesome because he is my Spock. He's my single point of contact. I don't have to do anything. And to your point, I don't have to worry because what do I care about? I care about running my business. I care about being with my wife and kids. I care about training for a marathon. Whatever it is I care about, he allows me to go do what I want to do. So similar to your client cares about being with his new baby.
Yeah, you know, and then I just realized I came up with another thing. I got another client. That client has a whole bunch of different transactions that they're working on. They're all in different stages. They're growing their company. And they've got all these different things they're trying to take care of. And some things may slip or they don't get timing or they're up until 5 a.m. I can help. I said, look, I can help. I'll take over the financial part, whatever it is, whatever your objection is. Come, I will help with the financing. So I have become their
Spock.
Thank you.
Spock.
And I didn't even remember what it was. I read the book about a year ago now, so I forgot. I guess I got to reread the book. You know, I gave the book to my mom.
I brought you another one.
Thank you.
I have another copy
Thank
in my briefcase.
You. My mom loves the book. I actually gave away all my copies. I don't want to even say I'm embarrassed to say that. I'm proud to say that.
I wish you'd give away more. The more that get out there, the more...
They're amazing. And you know I give your tagline every time. I'm really proud to work hard every day to maintain the clarity... I don't know if I could say purity, but all of my focus on being the person that I want to be and the brand that I want to be. And really, if you don't mind, I'll say my brand, what I think my brand is. We've talked about it. My brand is that I self-actualize by helping other people achieve their dreams. How do you like that one?
Love it.
Yeah? Yeah. And it took me a long time to really figure it out. And I was in a lot of places where I wasn't able to really execute my brand. And so... I created a circumstance where I'd be able to do that. And isn't that what it's all about? About getting your message out? About getting your message above the fray? Is to get yourself in a position where you can project your image and be yourself and make sure that resonates in the community in a way that activates them. Wow. Thank you, Wanda. That was better than the five. Was that like an epiphany sound?
Yes, that's my angel's.
Thank you.
How did I do?
Did I kind of nail it?
Yeah, that was beautiful. You left out one part. You left out the consumer. You're doing all these things to actualize yourself and getting the message out, but you have to do it in a way that demonstrates why you matter to somebody else. Because otherwise, it's like being on a bad date. What do you think of this? I did this, and then I did this, and I went to school here. If you're only going to self-actualize, nobody's going to pay attention. But if you demonstrate how what you do makes their lives better, makes their businesses better, they will respond the way you want them to.
Yeah, and I'm getting to the point where that's happening more and more because I'm on my own. I'm successfully closing transactions for other people. I'm solving their problems. Their problems are complex. Wow. It's just really wild. It's really wild. When you start to think about it, it really is. And I know traffic's out there and we've got a little dead air here, but I'm kind of thinking things through. And I hope that other people are sitting there and thinking about what they do and the way that they interact with people. And there's a lot of different customers out there. It's not just in business. It's also in your personal life, too, where this can be effective. No,
well, of course, any interpersonal relationship, because in the best business relationships, of course, you have a relationship with the folks you're doing business with. It's not simply about dollars and cents. It's, again, about making their lives better. One of the things you can strive for is say, look, what I do, my job is to add value. Not my job professionally only, but my job on this planet is to add value. I'm here to make my clients' lives better. I am here to make my family's lives better. I'm here to make my wife's life better, my kids, my neighbors, my community. And you can stretch it out as far as you want. You can apply it to whatever organizations you're in. You can apply it to whatever religious groups you belong to, whatever affinity groups you belong to. In Andres's case, he's here not only to make his own life better, but he's also here to make the lives of the kids who are in his program better. He started this whole business really to help his mother. And so he's here to make her life better. If we all do that, then the brand multiplies, and more importantly, the value and the effect of the brand multiplies.
Well, really, thank you, Wanda.
So beautiful. It was beautiful.
It was. Well, you know, I really think that that is sort of why I'm here and what I do. I mentor a lot of young folks from that are looking to get jobs in town. I help them get jobs. I feel good when I do that. Is that okay?
Of course it's okay. Why shouldn't you get pleasure from it? But more importantly, you make their lives better. You pass it on. You pay it forward. All of those lines. We've heard them all. We've read the greeting cards. We don't have to get sappy. The point is that by adding value, you make it better for everyone. And it's like throwing a pebble in a pond. The ripples extend outward. And they continue to extend outwards to places that you never see what happens because the pebble's already gone. But the ripples are still moving outward and things are still happening.
You're terrific. How do I find out about getting you to speak at my event?
Oh, well, if you like me to speak at your event, or more importantly, the people listening want me to speak at their event, that's what I'd really like. It's real easy. My website is my name, Bruce Turkel, BRUCETURKEL.com, BruceTurkel.com. You can see my talks. You can see my TED Talk. You can see my books. My blog comes out every week. You can sign up for the blog. I write about this stuff. And you can send me an email because there's a contact sheet right there, BruceTurkel.com. Easy as can be.
So you're helping your community get in touch with you and benefiting.
No, you're helping, Mike, your community get in touch with me. So you see,
you're
paying it forward.
I love this. You know, Bruce, you really are a great asset in our community. The reason I put you on is because I have fun, but it's also because I get great comments from the community. They pick up on your tips. It's stuff that really gets retweeted and liked and more than that on our social media. So I want to thank you for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
It's my absolute pleasure. And we've got about a minute left. So why don't you take that minute and brand yourself?
Well, I'd rather take that minute and brand my buddy Andres right here.
Because high
some
five.
People might have tuned in
five.
Since I started talking. Andres Cardona is the CEO and founder of the Elite Basketball Academy. They have three facilities, three programs in Dade County. Kids, it's the place to learn how to play basketball, do better in school, make friends, and have fun. Parents, it's the way to keep your kids off screens doing something that's healthy, something that's good for them. And Andres is going to lean over to the microphone right now and tell you how to get in touch with him.
Yes, guys, please visit us on Instagram at Elite Basketball Miami. If you Google Elite Basketball Academy, we are the first ones to pop up. You can read our reviews and also Google us and look for us on Facebook.
And you're from Miami. You're a Miami original, right?
Born and raised.
All right. That's where I'm going to leave it. I was too. Okay, so we'll be back after this. We're going to talk about the medical marijuana industry and its expansion here in South Florida. So stick with us. Tomorrow's 420. That's an important date for them. We'll find out why.
The fishing was great. We're coming in loaded because we're all out of bait. Got a waiting, but the catch was fine. Never saw such big ones as a man, oh man. We're coming in.
fast as we can. Baby, soon as I get back, not gonna know what my pockets are packed.
Everything's good. We had a great time with Bruce. We had a great time with Andres's guest. That's right. If your kid, if you want to keep your kid off the computer and on the court, you give Andres a call. We gave out the numbers before. Andres, lean in and give us a number again.
Sure. 305-803-6773.
There you go. So we had a great show today, and I want to tell you something else that's great. It's my friends at Warren Henry. They're all involved in the community, too. Go to their website. You can see all their community events. They're awesome folks. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got Audis up in Gainesville. And in Key West, they've got all kinds of different name brands. And what do they have in common? They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacements, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my wife, and my mom, all members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody. If you need a creative capital source, well, you're listening to that person right now. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Realtors, I can help your problematic clients close the deal fast. Why? Because if somebody's got a special situation, if their loan doesn't fit into the square box the banks give them, I can help. We're private lenders. We'll make the decision that day and commit. We'll close in a week. We'll get your client in the deal that they want to be in, and we'll help you close that deal. It will be awesome. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone with the iHeart app, TuneIn app, or 880 The Biz app.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, it's always all about them on Freed on Business, but Bruce Turkell is here, so he made it all about me a little bit. I want to thank Bruce Turkell for coming in with Andres, his customer. We talked all about them. It's great. And now we're going to talk all about medical marijuana. Hey, Nikki Freed, are you out there?
I certainly am.
Hey, all right. Tell me, tomorrow's 420. Why do I care, and what does that mean?
Well, you know, obviously in the marijuana culture, 420 is a big milestone day. But here in the state of Florida with medical marijuana, you know, we try to focus on the medical side of things and compassionate. But tomorrow is certainly 420.
All right. Now, what's going on Miami Beach tomorrow that's special?
So Jake Berkman, who is CEO of Certera, is actually getting off a phone call with the Miami Herald, but they are opening up their first dispensary on Miami Beach. And so it's actually the first dispensary on Miami Beach, but he's about to get off the phone and join us in 2 seconds.
Okay, great. Okay, Jake.
Hi, everyone. Sorry about that.
Don't worry about it. How's my favorite entrepreneur doing?
I'm great. I'm like every entrepreneur. I'm running from call to call, car to car. It's a fun life.
So tell me, tell me about the evolution of Certera and its products. I just saw you're coming out with a new product, a new strain. I don't understand this. Can you explain what's going on?
So we have started with what are called effects-driven products. That means that we've designed products that are very consistent, highly formulated. So every time you come to a Certera Wellness Center, if you want to have a Zen vaporizer pen, that Zen vaporizer pen is going to have the same effect or ratio of CBD and THC Those are the active molecules inside the marijuana plants. And so we've developed a very consistent, reliable experience that patients have learned to trust when they come to our stores and try our products.
So Jake, you know, people are familiar. They know that there's this new medical marijuana thing coming out, and you're opening up your first store on Miami Beach. How do people get access to come in your store, be a customer, and indulge in your products?
So I'm going to sound like every pharmaceutical commercial in the world when I say, ask your doctor. right now in Florida, in order to be on the registry, you need to have a physician who is qualified to recommend medical marijuana. We have a list. If you go to our website at Sotera.com, there's a list on that website. And you can go through there and find one near you within, you know, Miami Beach or Fort Lauderdale or, you know, whichever county or city you're in. And those physicians will evaluate you and then add you to the registry. And once you're on the registry, you can come and purchase products at Sotera Wellness or any of our competitors.
Which, oh, by the way, I love your products. They're absolutely awesome. I've been a client of yours now for a couple of months, 3 months, 4 months. I don't even know how many months. And it's the quality.
We call you not a client, but a patient. So that is the appropriate terminology.
Okay, patient. Thank you so much. And so, you know, the process is a little bit clunky, though, with having to go get recertified and getting you know, the card redone and everything. Nikki, I'm going to ask you, because you lobby for the industry, is that going to be straightened out and become a little bit more straightforward, or is it always going to be clunky like this?
No, we as industry, our patients come first, and we understand and respect the fact that there is a lot of bureaucracy that's been involved in this. And that is in the forefront of all of our conversations with our elected officials in Tallahassee, not only in the legislative, but on the executive side, and making sure that we figure out a way to make this more easy for patients. This should not be more difficult than our opiates, and it is at this current moment. So we need to spend a lot of time in Tallahassee making sure that the legislators understand that our patients are in need of these products and that we are creating so many loopholes in the process that they are going to their opiates, which is not what we want. We are the actual, just the opposite. We are an alternative to the opiates and to all of the other big pharma products that are out there. And we look forward to making sure that those processes will become easier as this program expands.
I got another question for Jake. Jake, in the past, they've been delivering my medication. And now you're going to have a store. But I called yesterday, and they're still delivering medication. Are you going to be able to get your product in both ways still?
Absolutely. We think that everyone over the long term will prefer to have it delivered. I mean, why would you not go online to Sotera.com, place an order, and right now we deliver next day statewide from Key West to Pensacola. We'll deliver to your home, to your office, to Starbucks. You know, we're a 21st century company, and in the 21st century, you know, companies like Amazon can deliver wherever you are. It's about convenience, about consumer choice. So, you know, you can come by our dispensary, you can learn about our products, you can meet our wonderful wellness coordinators and learn about the program here in Florida. But once you learn about it, once you're on the registry, you know, there's no need to even leave your house or your office. Just go online, go to our application and place an order, and we'll deliver to you next day. And quite frankly, I'm hoping very soon to be able to offer same-day delivery services.
Did I miss how this is getting delivered? Is it your own delivery service or you're using regular?
No, they use people that work for them. It's a really highly secured thing. Jake.
I would love to deliver. Sorry.
Yeah, it's actually part of this Florida, because we're so highly regulated in the state of Florida, that the 13 license holders here in the state, that we have to do everything from the growing, the manufacturing, the dispensing. And so all of our deliveries on no matter who
what
you
fun.
Are in the 13 license. Yeah, so, we got to be the ones who actually do the delivery. And also there's HIPAA laws in place, too. So we have to make sure that we protect the rights and of the state citizens.
It's going to be a few more years before Uber Weed is on the market. So in the meantime, we have our own. We have 25 delivery vehicles on the road every single day.
How does somebody get to be one of your delivery people is what Wanda was asking.
She wants a job at Sotera.
Yeah. Well, I've been trying to get that up in front of you guys. So, okay, now I think they know, Wanda.
Okay, moving along.
Wait, get it.
Wanda, you have to it's a demanding job. You have to deliver on time to dozens of patients a day. You know, our delivery drivers or mobile wellness coordinators are great people. So
they are.
I welcome them.
Well, I think that your people would love to have Wanda. Wanda, he just now served it up, so we'll get this all done offline and everything else. But I want to—we've only got a minute left, Jake. So I want to know, what's the future of medical marijuana other than Uber weed?
So the future actually is a little bit different than I think people realize. I always talk about the fact that we are creating an all-natural, organic alternative to opioids, to Xanax, to Ambien, to a wide range of pharmaceutical products. I think people are looking for something that's going to cross the earth.
Oh, there's a clap in the back.
We're fans.
We're fans. We're thrilled. We're all about all natural, holistic, organic. We've got all kinds of friends that are into that. We've been introducing them to Nicole so that she can help get them involved with your process. Jake, if people want to come to your grand opening on Miami Beach tomorrow, when and where and what number do they call? If they want to order online, I gave it a little rollout so people could get a pencil. Go.
All right. So we are doing a grand opening for the Sotera Wellness Center on Miami Beach. That's 1523 Alton Road. Tomorrow between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Anyone can stop by, see your dispensary, purchase some products if you're on the registry. I will be there. Go to www.sotera.com. You'll find our call center number there, and you can place your order online. It is not too late to place an order now for products, so you'll have them available tomorrow for 420.
All right. Well, listen, Jake and Nikki, I really appreciated it. We squeezed you in because you got all those media appearances today. I'm hoping that sometime in the next few weeks we can get you on and do a real long multiple segment show about what the future is of medical cannabis in Florida and the United States, because I know.
Insurance.
Pardon?
Medicaid, Medicare, and private health insurance should pay for medical marijuana. That is my number one goal.
Well, that's pretty
lofty goal.
There you go. Thank you, Wanda. Wanda, that's now you can see why Wanda's on NPR. She's a little smarter than I am. All right, we're going to be right back. Jake and Nikki, thank you so much. We've got Jim Angleton holding. He is the guru of protecting your financial information and all the other stuff that you want to keep the bad folks and the bad actors on the internet. So this is going to be an awesome interview. Wanda's going to rock the house, but stick with us. We're going to make it short. We're coming right back with Jim Angleton, the founder of Aegis. What I want. I gotta just tell you, I got my autographed copy of Brewster Kell's book. The guy knows how to nail it. He should be in advertising or marketing or something.
I'm not complaining, but mine's not autographed, but that's okay.
I'll autograph yours. Jim, you're living the dream. Don't forget it. Boy, does he just nail it. He knows exactly what I really want.
He just walks in the room and I feel better.
He's just an amazing person. He is. And I'm truly, he's spoken at events for me. He gives a great keynote speech. You go to BrewsterKell.com and you get all that. Hey, you know what else I got? I just got Vivian a new car. That's right. Warren Henry did it again for us. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Audis up in Gainesville and all great nameplates down in Key West. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can get for anything. You can call for anything anytime for 4 years. So join myself, my wife, my mom. We're all members of the Warren Henry family, and you should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If you're considering a podcast, contact us to see how easy it is to get started. Podcasting gets more popular every day, and all of the tools that you need to create a great podcast are right here at Salem Media. Our special introductory package includes a month worth of podcasts, production, distribution, and management, and even a co-host if needed. You're welcome. All for $175. Don't wait. Take advantage of this great offer now. 305-644-0800. The Premier Podcast Studios. Salem Media. That's 305-644-0800. 880. TheBiz.com.
Oh, yeah. Wanda, I love that. How's that going for you, Wanda?
It's going.
I think it's great. Everybody should try that. you know, this is just the grown-up, the bigger version of that.
Just great ideas for great content.
It is. It's great. And today, it's all about content. Everybody finds you with content. And we're going to create some more content right here. That's right. If you need a loan for your commercial real estate, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you. We're going to go real quick to Jim Engleton. How about that? I want to get Jim on the line. So remember, if you have a commercial real estate issue and you need a creative solution, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back on the air, and as Brewster Kelsell says, I am living the dream, and I really am right now because I have one of my favorite people on the line, a guy who helps me protect my data and information every day, Jim Engleton. Hey, Jim, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, thank you very much for having me. Congratulations on Vivian's recovery, and now you're up to 14 million listeners, and every time I'm at the UN, people walk up to me and they go, man, I don't know how you get along so well with Jim Freed, but we listen to him only when you're on his show.
Hey, that's
Jim from the UN. Everybody's saying you go, man.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jim. Now, we're in this age today where we learn more and more details about how the world is getting to know us without us even realizing it every day. I mean, today or yesterday, Facebook, it just started popping up on Facebook about here's how to control your information, which is very nice of them after so many years of manipulating it. So, Jim, how do people protect themselves on the internet?
Good luck with that one. The best one is having a very deep, long login and then at least 21 to 25 characters on your password, and that you change it every month. The best thing to do is to store offline. Don't go into the clouds anymore. They've been compromised. Don't settle for using your hard drive and storing everything there. Either use like a flash drive. Our company makes a really good secure flash drive. Or go and use some of these smaller little terabyte ones that are remote. But, Jim, let me give your listeners a little bit of an update here.
Yes.
We have a program called CyberEyes. It's a social media reconnaissance. Banks, law firms, the governments, they all use us, and we see a lot of data. I want to tell you and your viewers right now that your Facebook, most of your social media, if not all of it, has already been compromised. Your ID is already there. We have professionals that from the NSA and other agencies that work for us. And in the dark web right now, your information, just your one credit card goes for $50 to a bad guy. Then your driver's license is $100, your passport. But you know, what people do is wrong on Facebook. Just for instance, they're on there saying, we're getting ready, we're boarding our plane, we're going to Switzerland. How foolish. We recommend you post your trips when you come back with all the great photos. Let everybody know all the cool places you went to. But don't tell them up front. How foolish. First of all, your house is probably going to get robbed. But at the same time, while you're out there traveling the world, having a grand old time, they've already compromised you. They're using your credit cards. They're maxing you out. They're wire transferring money out of your bank account. And here you are, you're in Italy, you're enjoying one of the best pizzas you ever had, and then you go, you try and pay, and then you get a decline of service. That's how you find out. So we need to tell everybody to be really, really vigilant on the information that they put out there on social media.
Now, Jim, you can go backtrack and clean things up or protect them, or once it's the genie's out of the bottle, the genie's out of the bottle, no?
Somewhat. The thing is this. There is an element of going in a retrospect, per se, and helping you identify where your data has been compromised and then taking it out. But, you know, the damage has been done. And so we tried to say, don't be reactive. Be proactive. Be ahead of the game. Be smart about it. And so every month, change your passwords. Every month, go check your credit report. You can get them for free or come to you. Best banker, mortgage banker I know in the state of Florida. And so if you need a loan, you go to Jim. You need to know how your credit is, you go to Jim. So at the same time, it's the same thing. Check your credit. Check what's out there. Google your name every now and then, just for the heck of it, and see who has cloned your identity. You have no idea how many people have, like, triplets out there of themselves in Twitter or, you know, some of the other social media venues. So you got to be really careful today.
So then somebody, just a generic business person, they can call you. You can come in. Your team comes in, your former NSA folks and everything. They come in. They sweep the person's office. They get it all secure, and then they can put in place protocols that help them stay more secure going forward. I think I need that for myself.
75% of the time we're called in. When we walk in, they've already been hacked. They have a ransomware red letter in front of their screen, but they don't realize that their microphone has been turned on and their camera has been turned on and they're watching everything. If you have a closed circuit TV camera, a nanny cam, they're watching you. And they're selling this. They're selling it as a feed. And so the bottom line is, when we're called in, it's usually too late. But when, you know, the more savvier customer calls us, we come in there and we help you with the protocols, getting yourself cyber secure. That's what it's all about. Be ahead of the game, because it's going to cost you a heck of a lot more money. Reputational harm, your credit. I mean, you don't want to have to sit there and take a year and repair everything, the damage that was done, in less than 45 seconds, because that's about what it takes to hack into your computer, clone everything real fast, and then jump on out. But for laughs, they keep your microphone on. Then they keep your camera on, and they monitor you.
You know,
how scary is that?
It's very scary. It's why I have a practice in my house that we put over a little sticky over the camera on my laptop and on Vivian's laptop. There is no visible feed going out of our house. I make sure of that. And we don't have one of them smart TVs. It's just listening in and seeing everything. Jim, we've only got a couple minutes left. How do people find you, and what's your number one product that you've got for folks right now?
You know, I got to tell you, just go to our website, AegisFinServe.com, AegisFinServe.com. But, you know, people know who we are. And the bottom line is this, Jim. My message to your people today, be cyber secure. Watch what you're doing. Be very, very careful what's on your smartphone, because your smartphone's going to make you look dumb. And, you know, this type of Apple Pay is really good to have, but just change your passwords and then watch your bank accounts and your credit.
Yep. I have credit monitoring, I have bank account alerts, and I have a sheet with all of my unique passwords. Not one thing has the same password. I'm listening, Jim, I swear. I got to have coffee with you, or at least coffee, maybe even lunch. So I'm going to give you a call off of this. Let's get together in the next couple weeks.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us, and congratulations again on the recovery for Vivian. And love your show, Jim.
Thank you.
Stuff.
Thank you. You're the best. Can I call you? Is it Lord Angleton? What do they call you these days?
No. The title is James, but you know something? I go by Hey You, and actually my wife has a different title for me, but we ain't going there on your show with 13 million listeners.
You're the best, Jim. I want to thank Jim Angleton. I want to thank Bruce Turkell. I want to thank Nikki Freed and our folks at Certera. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive, but most of all, I want to thank you for being our listeners. Without you, we wouldn't have a show. Go to our Facebook page and please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tweet at Jim Freed at Freed on Business. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and the website, freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 6 o'clock. Why? Because we just love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
Talks.